It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio, and I'm coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. If you're used to hearing a normal open, it's all right. I just wanted to get it. I literally asked, could I have 30 more seconds this morning? Could I have 30 more seconds? It's my birthday. I want 30 more seconds. So they gave it to me. I thank Anthony for that, and Shep and Alyssa will keep you updated on everything that's going on in the world of sports all morning long. So many things I want to get to, and yes, I will have my thoughts on an absolute clown show of a publicity stunt pulled by LeBron James. I will have my thoughts on that. You're just going to have to wait a few minutes on that because LeBron put the cheese out. I will take the cheese, but I will tell you what it was all about. Coming up here in just a few moments, you're going to have to hang around with me for the hour. But when there are two NFL games, and I mean two, that had severe ramifications to what's going on in the NFL playoff picture on a Saturday, I'm not going to skip the beginning of the show to obsess on what LeBron's talking about. Let me get first to what we saw last night in the Ravens and the Chargers. And I thought it was brilliant, mainly because of the fact that JT the Brick and I were on the same page as far as looking at what went down and what has gone down in the last few weeks. You remember when we watched that Monday Night Football game? Remember when we saw that game between the Chiefs and the Rams? And we thought, wow, this is just absolutely amazing. It's the greatest. What, 54-51? Everybody, this is the future of the NFL. And that's the way people tried to portray it. This is the future of the NFL. This is what it's going to be. Well, as they like to say, not so fast. Because what have we seen since then? We've seen the Saints offense, one of the best teams in the NFL, spring a leak. The Saints offense, which was flying all over the place, putting up points left and right, has stalled. So what have the Saints had to do? They've had to rely on their defense to win games and find a way to shut people down defensively. And for over a month, they're giving up less than two touchdowns a game. Not winning with offense, winning with defense. And then we see one of these upstart teams that now all of a sudden in the Chicago Bears has everybody's tongues wagging. And I told you on this show no more than a month ago that I really love what the Bears have cooking, but I don't think that the Bears are ready to win yet. But I've watched another month of Bears football. And now I say, wait a minute. Maybe they are. Maybe they can. Maybe it's not such a young team that can't get anything done. And then I go over to the AFC. And what have we seen? We've seen this rise of this Ravens club trying to find their way into the playoff picture, trying to make sure that they've got a spot at the table. And the Ravens have been doing it playing old school football, running the football. Last night's Saturday night game, and God bless you, John Harbaugh and the Ravens. Good to see one Harbaugh can win a big game. God bless you, though, because when you have to get up at 4:35, when the alarm goes off at 4:35, here in Atlanta, at 680 The Fan, where I do the John Kincaid Show from here on CBS Sports Radio, when that alarm goes off, I'm really glad when I get to turn off the TV by like 11:15. That game flew last night. That absolutely flew. When teams run the football and play defense, wow. We can have NFL games that are quick and brisk. I can't watch a big college football game anymore and not invest 3 hours and 45 minutes as the clock is constantly stopping. The Ravens now showing people, wait a minute. Uh-oh. Are we scared of the Ravens? Look at the Titans yesterday afternoon in the early game. Now, it must be given a little asterisk that they were playing the Washington Redskins, who, by the way, I have over the years bagged on Jay Gruden. And I am very, very happy that Jay Gruden has saved his job. as an Eagles fan, I thought even if the Eagles weren't going to win the Super Bowl again, here's what I wanted. I wanted the Redskins to keep Jay Gruden, and I wanted the Cowboys to keep Jason Garrett. They were two of the things I wanted to check. They're on the to-do list. Save both of their jobs. That would make me happy. And that's happened. But the Ravens, the Titans, these are teams playing defense. The Colts play a level of defense. It's impressive. All the talk, the high-flying Rams, remember that? Remember when the Rams were this greatest show on turf and, oh, it's a Rams redo? What's going on now? You see, defense has returned to the NFL, and the NFL's better off for it. When we see teams that can play defense, 54-51 games are garbage. I don't care what anybody says. That's a garbage football game to me. When nobody's playing defense, when nobody's tackling, sure, it can be entertaining as a one-off. But to me, that's not football. You're giving up 41, 51 points in a game. Honestly, you're lousy. You aren't a complete football team. There shouldn't be any NFL team that gives up 50-some points in a game. I don't care what offense they're playing. If you have any level of physicality to your defense, if you have any level of discipline to your defense, it's the NFL. You don't give up 50 points. I love seeing order restored to the NFL. I love seeing defense played in the NFL. To me, it's a much more entertaining product. Hey, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line will be open for you all morning at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. And it's brought to you by Geico, and I got great news for you. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Can we have a little conversation, too, on Philip Rivers? What was that last night? What was that? Biggest stage, most important game of the year. Your team needs you to do everything, and Philip Rivers dials up that? Look, there were people telling me that Philip Rivers is a MVP candidate. Okay. You can tell me whatever you wish. Philip Rivers, last night, it was atrocious. No, I wasn't shocked. I could tell Shep's here. I'm not shocked at all. Absolutely not shocked. Because Philip Rivers has returned to norm. It's a lot of easy throws. It's a stats galore, I guess, if you're in a fantasy league. Do people still do all season fantasy leagues? I guess you're excited about the fact that he'll get a bunch of completions. It'll throw you a bunch of yards up there. But in the biggest game where the Chargers, by the way, this is like the biggest game the Chargers have played in a while. You're trying to lock down the number one seed. You're trying to find a path to the Super Bowl. And Philip Rivers dials up that game? That's what you get out of Philip Rivers? It's horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. A 51 QB rating in the biggest game of the year. Longest completion, 17 yards. Two interceptions. No touchdowns, in case, spoiler alert, in case you didn't know that. MVP candidate? Why? Why? What are we talking about? Yards? Is that it? Is that what gets you? Yards gets it to you? Philip Rivers has been a really nice quarterback in his career. A very nice quarterback. I'll still insist, nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more or less. It's 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS, if you would like to get in on the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I had a little birdie whisper in my ear. A little baseball tidbit for you if you're a fan out there and you're following the free agent sweepstakes that's out there right now with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. Here's what my baseball tweet in my ear said to me. When Manny Machado said he would wait and hold off his decision – till after New Year's. There was a reason he wanted to do that. Anthony Pierno, do you know what the reason is that Manny Machado has said to the Phillies and the, the Yankees?
Yeah, well, I saw that he prefers to go to the Yankees. That's the report that I saw.
Well, I think you're half right. The reason he's holding off is that the Yankees reportedly aren't going to give the offer, not even close to the offer he's going to get in Philly. And he wants the Yankees to regroup and up their offer.
Well, they shouldn't, the Yankees, because they really don't need him.
I don't think they need him either.
That wasn't their issue last year. Their issue is the pitching, which they got a little better at. It's still not great.
They got a little better.
But they got a little bit better.
Right.
But their issue is not scoring runs last season.
I was told that the reason Machado's camp has said, I'll make my decision after the new year, is that they're begging the Yankees to up their offer. They're praying the Yankees are going to up the offer. Because right now there's a difference of guaranteed money, maybe $50, $60, $70 million to be made if he goes to Philly. And that, to me, here's the problem. If you're the Yankees, why are you going to overspend, as Anthony just clearly pointed out to you, at a position that's not necessary and an issue that didn't keep you from winning anything last year? And secondarily, if you're the Phillies, why in the world do you want to be the second choice where you're going to just empty the wallets and pay this guy? I don't get it. If you're so willing to roll the dice and spend and everything like that, you already know that there is a strong interest. Anyone in baseball can tell you there's a strong interest that Mike Trout would enjoy returning to that new palatial ranch that he built. So if you're really interested in doing stupid money and doing stupid things, dump out your minor league system and go get Mike Trout, who's going to walk away from the Angels at some point. Doesn't make any sense to me. The Phillies spending a ton of money on going on out there and saying, well, do whatever it takes to get Manny Machado. That's exactly to me, that's a stupid thing to do. Will you be a better team because of it? Sure. Absolutely. But are you going, is that the move that's going to win you World Series or anything like that? I'm not feeling it.